Now, a survey in Saudi Arabia shows corruption is spreading across the country. According to the survey conducted by a national commission tasked with tackling corruption in the kingdom, nearly 70% of people in Saudi Arabia believe financial and administrative corruption is on the rise. Over 90% of the respondents viewed brokerage as the main reason behind the spread of corruption in the country. Despite being the world's biggest crude exporter, millions of people in Saudi Arabia live below the poverty line. Hisham Talawi, journalist and political analyst, joins me from Louisiana. Thanks, sir. Mr. Talawi, where does this corruption in the kingdom stem from?
Oh, my goodness. The corruption in the kingdom is not something new. And it exists in most of the regimes in the Middle East. So Saudi Arabia is not special when it comes to this. Unfortunately, these monarchies, they use money that was that they found under the sand to control the people and allow, based on the way they see things. You know, like you mentioned in your report, there are many people in Saudi Arabia under the poverty line when everyone thinks that Saudi Arabians are rich. Well, they are not. The ones that are connected with the regime are the ones who practically are rich. And, well, the thing stems from the regime in Saudi Arabia, which is basically it's split between all the brothers and the cousins and their dependents and their offspring. And by now, I mean, it's been there for over 100 years, but by now, everyone wants his own emirate there in Saudi Arabia. And therefore, corruption, it's not just one kingdom, it's many kingdoms in one.
And of course, how much will Saudi Arabia face regime change by its poor majority? I mean, the reason it hasn't so far, is it because the people have not been able to, or is it because the people haven't done so yet?
Well, it's because the Saudi regime is the regime of choice by the forces that put that regime in. And the people, it's not going to be easy for the people of Saudi Arabia to do what others have done in other countries around the Middle East, basically because it's not a demand of Israel and the United States yet. Now, it once becomes a demand, then we probably will see, but as far as like the people themselves changing what is going on in the kingdom, I don't see it happening anytime soon.
All right, Hisham Talawi, journalist and political analyst from Louisiana. Thanks, sir, for your time.